Albert E. Peacock Collegiate began the Christmas break with a multi-event bang this year in what one teacher called one of her best days ever, including a turkey dinner feast for staff and students, a talent show, and a charity project by the school's leadership class. The last day of school before the Christmas break was December 21st, and everyone at Peacock was feeling celebratory. Today, alongside the SCC, School Community Council, and some wonderful staff here at Peacock, we provided a turkey meal to 600 staff and students, said Principal Tana Arnott. The kids and staff all went through the line and were able to have a nice warm turkey dinner. Huge shout out to our parents who helped with bringing some desserts and the potatoes. We cooked most of the turkeys here at the school, and some of our staff members took a few home to help out. It was just a great, heartwarming feeling to know that all the kids had a warm turkey meal in their bellies before heading home for the holiday. The school's traditional Christmas lit talent show also took place on Wednesday. Peacock staff member Jana Polupski said the day was absolutely one of her best ever as a teacher, and called the 2022 Christmas lit the best she'd ever seen. Arnott said that Christmas literature has been around for decades, beginning as a way for students to share poetry and writing. It has evolved now to include talents of many kinds, with the name staying the same. This was our first in-person Christmas lit since 2019, she added, and the atmosphere was full of excitement. Peacock student Kylie Cooper said that the turkey meal was so good, and thanked everyone who volunteered to put winter lit together. Everyone participating and being together made it even better. Everyone was happy and enjoying themselves. Wasn't a dull moment throughout the whole afternoon. Keegan Davidson and Tucker Chapman, also Peacock students, agreed with Cooper. It was a really great last day, Davidson said. Everyone participated and it was great to see everyone having fun. Food was good, and spending time all together made it even better, said Chapman. The fire at Empire Apartments early in the morning on the 21st also provided an unfortunate opportunity for the Peacock leadership class to apply a project they have been working on for several months. We had Jody Oakes come from John Howard Society and They're My Place program. Arnott explained. They took 30 of our hygiene backpacks that our leadership 10, 20 and 30 class have been gathering from students here at Peacock. In the hygiene backpacks, there is socks and shampoo and conditioners, toothbrushes, toothpaste, thing like that that will help folks to kind of get on their feet and get through winter. That came in very helpful with the fire that happened last night, and John Howard Society were able to get those backpacks on the front lines with the people who need them. Arnott said that in the new year, the school would be starting the Peacock Pantry, which will serve as an emergency stash stocked with warm clothing and dry goods for students and families in need. I'm really proud of our staff, who came together and put in a lot of work, she said. It's so worth it to see the smiles on all the kids' faces.